This is Katharina Link, who was executed for sodomy in Germany in 1721. I tell you this story of my life from the part of me already left this earth for the quietude of death. For my body, though alive still, does quake and shake, and I am wet with piddle all down my legs. At dawn they cut my head off and burn my body, and I cannot make my peace with God, for I do not understand his ways. To make me as I am, strong and straight, yet wrong of mind, an abomination, the priest called me. I cannot grasp the workings of such a God, though all my life I tried. I am born at Gahoan, my father dead afore I come. My mother could not raise me, and sent me to the orphanage. There I grow tall and brave, I hunt and fight with boys, but when my tits come, I bind them tight and dress my body in men's clothes. I went to my mother then, and she says I must stop my carrying on and find a husband, one who'll have me, that is. So it is that I leave the town and seek my fortune as a man. First, I am sworn to God, and the spirit does come upon me fierce in violent prophecy. Then the spirit deserts me in the future, once so clear in his light comes dark and muddled. It's then I make my way in trade. I am good at making, and I craft my cotton balls from pig's bladder and good soft leather. When the regiment passes through the town, I join their ranks and fight as brave as any soldier. My cock have served me, and I pleasure the women folk, much more, they say, than their pasty boys with their little pricks. Then I meet my kitty, and we marry and scratch a living as we can. She's a good wife to me, and though as God's my witness, I'm no saint. I care for her with keen affection. It's her mother that drives a wedge between us. She is dark in thought and mean in her soul. Always wanting money, aye, and using her daughter ill and all. It's her that's brought me here. She come one night, and with a sword cut free my breeches and stripped me naked. Then she fetches the sergeant and the priest. They bring me afore the judge, and I says my kitty does not know me and took me for her husband, so they don't take her head alongside mine. I doze a while and dream I rock a baby in its basket, and as I leans in to kiss its head, it takes my face in tiny hands and screams at me in demon's tongue, "You are death!" A crack of watery light seeps now through the roof, and I hear the executioner, his pockets jingling with key and coin. I hope and pray this villain wields his sword clean, and that my brain does die afore my heart, that I'll not see his vicious blows, nor the devil's flame lick the flesh clean off my bones. This is Deborah Delano, October, written in October 2018. Thank you.